Scientists are detecting mysterious rumblings through the fabric of space. It's the culmination of about 15 years of work, and it should help researchers study black holes. Now, what did the sentences I just said to you even mean? NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce is here to explain.
Space and time aren't as rigid as our everyday lives suggest. Jeffrey Hasboon is an astrophysicist at Oregon State University. He says you can think of space-time as a giant block of jello.
You can really compress it, or it can expand and just move in different directions.
And if something big out there goes boom, the cosmic jello jiggles. When that kind of jiggling was first detected back in 2015, it was major Nobel Prize-winning news. The special detectors that did it registered waves created by a couple of small black holes colliding with each other. Hasboon is part of a group called NanoGrav that's been searching for the waves created by much bigger black holes.
They have much longer wavelengths, so they stretch over light years, many, many light years. And they come from, we think, giant gargantuan black holes.
Ones that are billions of times more massive than our sun. These supermassive black holes lurk at the hearts of galaxies. And scientists think that when two galaxies merge, these black holes start to circle each other and send gravitational waves spiraling out. Hasboon says to try to sense those waves, NanoGrav has been looking for the waves' effects on the dead remnants of stars called pulsars.
They are very exotic things, and they're really extreme. They're very, very dense. They can fit inside, you know, downtown Washington, D.C., but then they spin as fast as a blender.
As pulsars spin, they send out pulses of radio emissions. Those pulses are very, very regular. So regular that scientists can predict with great precision when the pulses should arrive at Earth. And when gravitational waves roll in,
they stretch and compress space-time as they move through.
That changes the distance between us and the pulsars.
So they're either moving away from us or moving towards us. And because of that motion, the pulses arrive a little bit earlier or a little bit later than we expect.
NanoGrav now says it's seeing patterns in the timing of pulse arrivals that are consistent with the gravitational waves they've been looking for.
We're just starting to see this signal. We can't actually say definitively what the source of the gravitational waves is, just that there are gravitational waves.
As they gather more data, they may learn that the waves truly come from supermassive black holes, or possibly something even stranger. Gabriela Gonzalez says that's why this is so exciting.
Maybe there are things in there that we don't know.
She's a gravitational wave researcher at Louisiana State University. She says unlike smaller black holes, which are born when a star collapses in on itself, supermassive black holes are thought to come from
a lot of black holes getting together and eating a lot of the mass and the stars that are around the black holes at the center of the galaxy.
Finding the waves created when two of them come together could help scientists better understand the nature of these hungry giants. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.